Paul, the three-goal night tonight for Nikolaj Ehlers is obvious with what he was able to do in turning on the red light, but what caught your attention from his play this evening?
When he's at his best, he skates, you know, before he shoots the puck. Nick's a fine playmaker. He can clearly make plays, but his game is at its best when he's a skater and a shooter first. Blake Wheeler on the third one, Blake Wheeler's forcing that point for the D2D, but his game is right, his quickness is right, he gets out and beats that. It's a mindset. When he plays like a shooter, he skates faster.
How about the 29 minutes or 1 second shy anyway that Josh Morrissey logged for you?
Yeah, so I know he doesn't score any goals, so he can't get a star tonight, but he was outstanding. He and Truba were absolutely outstanding. The quality of the play, not tentative. He knew he was playing big minutes tonight, and he was playing against some really crafty players, but his play was outstanding.
Paul, what did you think of Schilling and Nikku's season debuts for you?
I think both kind of showed what they're capable of doing. Cam made a lot of real smart plays. He, you know, didn't force a puck there in the second period on the way up, and then found Lowry late coming up. So lots of patience to his game. Real good stick on one of the goals and the assist. So he hasn't played a lot of NHL games. He's 30 years old. You've played some pro hockey. You understand the game. Sammy, you know what? I think he's gotten better in every game that he's played here. He's still learning how to do all the things young defensemen need to learn how to do, but when it's on his stick and as he gets more and more comfortable, he's capable of making plays.
Two goals against on scrambles. Is it just guys not – is it communication, or what do you see on those two? Or just not picking up the right guy, or
– or a guy? Yeah, at that point, when the puck's within a foot and a half of your goal, you really don't have to sort out who's got who. Take the guy with the puck on your stick.
To a question about, as nice as six goals are, how did you feel about your team's play in the other end?
It's really, really pleased with the win.
What did you learn about Dustin Byfuglien's condition today?
Yeah, he's going to be put on IR today, so we won't skate him for a week.
Okay. With?
He has a concussion, yeah.
Okay. Knowing that now, how do you look at the way it went down on Tuesday?
The hit?
Not just a hit, but putting the bag out there. I mean, turns out he had one after all.
Yeah, so the most important thing here is that the coach doesn't make that decision, and that's not me taking off the responsibility. I got full faith in the process, and we'll follow it without the subjective thought. So you can sit back now and say it didn't change anything. Nothing happened after. He played fine, played well. You can read his lips on the way off the bench to go get spotted, and he's not clearly not happy about having to leave the game. Felt fine after. I'm 100% fine with it, Paul. I really am. I think the most important thing is that it's not subjective, that we can say, well, clearly, you know, he's got a concussion, so he shouldn't have come back in the game. That has absolutely no value to what we do here. Put him in. Put him through the system and trust him.
Say that those tests aren't enough?
Were you asking for perfection? That happens at the hospital every day, right? No, it's the best test that we have, and it's the best system that we have, and I got complete faith in it.
Paul, in all your days in the game, including when you played, have you ever experienced someone as hot with a stick as Patrick Laine is right now?
No, in part because I've never seen a guy shoot a puck like that, like just on the release and the pucks that are going into the net. I think that Patty's got lots of room to be a great player, but the shot doesn't have to get better, right? So I think he's going to get more shots. I think he's going to get different looks as he evolves as a player, as his winger and his center do as well, as that group does. But that shot was there at 18, right? Like, it's been elite. I'm not sure if it can get better. Maybe he'll tell you it can. You don't need a shot to get better. We just need to get him the puck as much as we can in different areas, and he's going to score. No, I've never seen a guy shoot a puck like this with the patience. I mean, it's either off his stick before the goalie can react, or he waits, looks, finds it, and puts it there.
I asked him in retrospect if that trip to Finland kind of, you know, lit a spark for him, and he kind of said yes. Is there something –
So when you say he kind of said yes?
Well, he said yes.
Okay, he went straight to it. Okay.
I'm paraphrasing. Anyway, is there something you see in him when things are working for him like this as opposed to the times where he goes through a little bit of a rough patch? Is there something that you can put your finger on that makes the difference for him?
So because I can't describe the shot or teach it or coach it, or there are shots that he takes that doesn't go in, and I can't tell you what the difference between the two other than he misses the shot that he wants to take. But I felt it's not so much lighting a spark. I think a weight came off him. Right, when you watch Patty, and you guys don't get to see this, he stops when we get down on the bus, stops and signs all the autographs, right? And from what we know that he does, even stuff that doesn't make the newspaper, he's really sensitive to the people around him, to the fans. So I think a personality like that also feels the weight, pressure, and responsibility of going home to play in front of his home country. So I was surprised. He's Patty Laine to us. He's an NHL player. I was surprised when we got there how big a deal he was. Not that he doesn't deserve it, but this guy, it's rock star status over there. He would know that. We wouldn't have. So there's a weight that comes with that, and I think he carried it going over to Finland, and I think that weight came off him, and he had great success. So, yeah, maybe it's a spark, but also that's the deep breath then for me that got him going. I don't know that. I think it just the weight came off him, that responsibility of performing. He's performed very, very well, won us a hockey game, and now he gets to come back and just play.